Coming up this weekend, Saturday, April 30th, it is National Therapy Animal Day. Hi, this is Jim Daniels, host of the Big Country Morning Show at 94.5 Country. Happy to welcome into the program Tim McHenry with Prairie Land Visiting Animals. You work with therapy animals every day?
Every day. I live with a therapy animal, and no one is probably in more dire need of therapy than I. So I am blessed to have a therapy animal living with me and providing that service each and every day. But she also does wonderful work in the community.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, you brought Cheyenne in with us this morning. And Cheyenne looks like a beautiful, very calm and loving white dog. What breed?
Cheyenne is a mix of Lab and Great Pyrenees, according to the DNA test that I did after she was adopted from Helping Hands Humane Society.
Well, as Saturday, April 30th, is National Therapy Animal Day, what are some of the organizations that you work with here in Northeast Kansas?
Of course, Stormont Vale, KU Medical Center at St. Francis. We have teams that go to the juvenile court and provide comfort for children that are testifying in court. We have teams that work at Topeka Shawnee County Public Library, working with children that may be struggling with their reading. We have found that reading to a dog doesn't create any judgment. Nobody makes fun of you if you stumble over a word. And children's reading scores and attitudes about reading go up as a result of reading to a dog. So several times a year, you will find our teams at the library.
Wow, that is a wonderful story that I know that I never would have been aware of if I hadn't visited with you. And let's draw the distinction between a therapy animal and a service dog. There's a big difference between the two, isn't there?
There is. And oftentimes people use the terms interchangeably, but they are very different. Service animals work for a person that may have a disability of some kind, and their purpose is to help create a greater sense of independence for that individual. They have public access. They can go where that individual goes. Of course, they have to be impeccably trained in order to provide that particular service. However, in the case of therapy dogs are there to provide comfort and support to other people. They have public access only when they're invited. So if you invite Cheyenne into the studio, she's welcome today. If I show up tomorrow and bang on the door, she may not be welcome tomorrow. So therapy animals work for others. Service dogs work for individuals.
How can people get involved with the National Therapy Day celebration that's happening on Saturday, April 30th, and or get involved with Prairie Land Visiting Animals?
The easiest way to do that, Jim, is have that person contact our website. Go to the website, prairielandvisitinganimals.com. There are step-by-step instructions as to how you can get involved either as a team or how you can support the organization locally. Currently, we have just over 20 teams that are working throughout Topeka and Shawnee County. However, the demand for therapy teams has exceeded the current supply. Therapy teams persevered during the pandemic. We've worked very hard for the last 2 years, and people have begun to recognize the health benefits of having therapy animals. Critical signs of stress are lowered as a result of interacting with an animal. Blood pressure goes down. Pulse begins to slow. Breathing begins to slow. And they've been able to research this and study it quantitatively. So we know that what we do makes a real difference in people's lives. Now we just need more folks to do it.
Well, it's been wonderful to talk with you this morning, Tim McHenry with Prairie Land Visiting Animals. Learned a lot about therapy animals today, and their special day is Saturday, April 30th. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, and thank you.